Greetings, saints of God, across the globe. We are continuing on this important topic, why God's love must work. We talked about the fact that it is a foundation. It was established by Christ. It is our God-given responsibility. And we also stated that it fulfills believers and it should become the rock on which we stand. This morning, we want to talk about other aspects of God's love and why it must work. When you look at the chapter 3 of Ephesians, focus on verse 19, it tells us that we should know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Love of Christ that passeth knowledge. It's a love that exceeds the knowledge of humans' reasoning. Very important that we understand that no matter how we know or how much we know, God's love supersedes our greatest achievement in knowledge. It is a knowledge beyond our comprehension, humanly, because it's divine, not earthly. It's not sensual, it's not devilish. It's a love that comes to us from Almighty God. This love is designed to complete us, to make us whole, to make us stable as believers. It is designed to perfect the believer. And so, why it must work? It is designed to complete us as believers. This love is also what I call the cement or binder for what I call a concrete fellowship with God and with man. When love is leading, and by the way, love must lead. When love is leading, we can have fellowship with God and fellowship with men. The Apostle Paul prayed for the church in Thessalonica to increase and be stable in their love towards each other. Whatever was happening then, he prayed in 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 12 that they be increased in their love and be stable in their love towards others. Maybe they were having turbulence. There were instabilities. Love now and it afterwards. Love was not consistent. Love was probably conditional. Paul is alluding to an unconditional type of love. Love in spite of the volitional love that God demonstrate to humans. When he said, and the word of God tells us in Matthew, in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he demonstrate by giving his only begotten son, that if that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Stable love is not conditional. It doesn't have a season. It's not dictated by the seasons of life. When God loves, God loves. When we love each other, we should ask the Holy Spirit to help us to love unconditionally. It's not humanly possible, but with God, all things are possible. And so we can ask the Holy Spirit to give us the ability through Christ to be stable and increase in our love. Thirdly, it is viewed as significant to a believer's lifestyle. So not only does it complete us, or is it the cement for concrete fellowship, it is viewed as significant to a believer's lifestyle. And a whole chapter in the book of Corinthians is dedicated to God's love. When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul, the apostle, spoke about the love of God. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass, noise making, and a tingling cymbal, just not making noise, but there's no demonstration. He said, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, mean that you know things that are not humanly possible, beyond human comprehension. And with all that ability, without love, Paul says, I am nothing. And Paul said, even if you do charitable work, give your goods to feed the poor, and your body to be burned, sacrifice, and don't have charity, bless God, it profited me nothing. So Paul was saying, with all the deeds that we do, charitable activities, the knowledge and ability, the skills, the gifts that we have, if there's no love that is guiding our mission, then all of these accolades, all of these achievements and accomplishments means nothing if love is not leading. What the Apostle Paul is saying, love must lead our action. We're going to continue on this in the next segment. God bless you.